I'm at Live Lounge, and with me are members of Set the Whale. So I'm starting off, who are you and what do you play?
My name's Ben, and I play the guitar and I sing some songs.
I'm Tyler, and I play the guitar and sing songs.
How long have you been together as a band?
We've been as a band almost 3 years now.
To get together in our formation, two and a half. Ben and I have been playing for 6 years, but
Is this version two of the lineup?
Kinda. Version four. Yeah. Well, we had two other keyboardists before Jaselyn and one other bass player before Peter, so it just switches around, but I think we're pretty steady, sturdy band
now.
We're
set now.
Yeah.
It's cool. How did you get the name Set the Whale?
Really? No, that's okay. I forgive you. I love you still.
My mom told me it'd be a great idea, great name, so we went with it.
It was just a brainstorm session.
That's cool.
Yeah. It captures a West Coast vibe, I think, and that was kind of what we were going for at the time, so sweet.
Plus, it always makes interesting conversation when people ask us what it means.
What the whale said.
Yeah.
How's the Vancouver music scene compared to other Canadian cities?
I don't know. I don't live there. I only live in Vancouver, and it's great. It's fantastic. It's blooming and delightful. There's so many wonderful artists that we have become friends with and have gotten to know, but also are big fans of from Vancouver, as well as all over Canada.
The best part about touring is that we have gotten to know more kind of bands from other cities, which is cool. And it seems like, Toronto obviously has an amazing music scene, but there's lots of other cities too that have great music scenes, and hopefully we're going to get to see some of it on the East Coast this time for the first time.
Aside from being a political city, how do you find Ottawa to be?
Oh, a political city?
Yeah, aside from being...
Well, so far so good.
Yeah. Got great shawarma.
Yeah.
There's a lot here.
As far as the shows go, every show we've played here has been awesome. I've had a lot of fun, depending, no matter who we're playing with or where we're playing, it always ends up being a great time.
Yeah. True. I second that.
What was it like to perform on Canada Day?
It was unreal.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So you got to meet Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah,
she was a really lovely woman, and I'm so glad I got to meet her, and I think she's fantastic.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed you guys on that day.
That's okay. It was busy.
Yeah, I know.
You wouldn't have found parking.
Yeah. What are your favorite venues in Canada? You love performing.
Fog Lounge.
Fog Lounge.
It's amazing,
yeah.
In Windsor.
Tom from Fog.
Yeah.
Makes it all worthwhile traveling to Windsor.
The Horseshoe in Toronto is incredible.
Yeah.
The history there is great.
The Gateway at Sate in Calgary. That's a great venue. Great sound and whatnot.
With the Commodore in Vancouver.
Commodore Ballroom.
I've only been there once.
Yeah.
Lucky enough to open up for Mother Mother, but I'd love to go back.
Yeah. We played at a venue in... Where did we play last night? Waterloo?
Yeah.
And it was really cool. It's called Maxwell's Music House, and it's a neat venue as well.
Cool. Aside from touring in Canada, what was the farthest you have traveled?
Canada.
No.
I've
been to Mexico once.
We played in New York last fall, but that was it. We never left Canada.
And where's your wish to perform at?
Lots of places outside of Canada. I'd love to do some festivals this summer, maybe. That would be really great if that could happen.
I'd love to play America.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. I've only seen parts of it, and I'd also love to go to the UK do that.
How about China or Japan?
Absolutely. Yes. If we get that opportunity, we will snap that up.
In a heartbeat.
Love to tour with Colorado somewhere.
Yeah. Who are your musical influences? It can be Canadian or non-Canadian bands.
I'd say just about everything I've listened to since I started listening to music. There's people I listen to every single day and never get tired of. I'd say my biggest musical influence, other than my family, would be Tyler. It's true.
Yeah, we're definitely influenced by each other. And there's such an amazing community of musicians in Canada that it's hard not... In our tour band, we listen to Canadian music all the time.
If I could be anybody, I'd be Dan Mangan, though.
How about American music or mainstream music?
That's great, too.
It's awesome. Yeah.
So much good music from everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of shit from everywhere, too. But
yeah. Sketchers.
Who's been supportive towards your music career?
CBC.
Radio. CBC Radio 3.
Thank you, CBC, for everything. Unbelievable.
They're sponsoring this tour run right now with Hannah. So.
The peak radio station in Vancouver, pretty much a godsend as well.
And college stations?
Campus
stations?
Yeah, it's been awesome.
we don't get to know everybody who's playing our music or, yeah, you know.
I've been playing it a couple times.
You then, you are part of my answer.
Except like I goofed up with Camilo. Blame iTunes.
What was that?
It was Magician Camilo.
Whatever.
I was red-faced.
Same song.
So what was this connection with Hannah Georges? What was this love connection?
We love Hannah Georges. We all love her. We have this big love fest for Hannah.
Yeah, we take turns dating her.
There's some tabloidical articles about...
Tabloidical.
I made that up about Tyler and Hannah, but
Grant
I think...
Works.
Yeah, thanks,
Hannah's
Grant.
Never bought me a cock ring before. Though.
Yeah, today I bought Tyler a cock ring.
Jeez. Speaking of islands disappear, what is with the location from some of your songs? Like, example, Holly, Ontario, what is that song based on?
It's based on space. It's based on the space between one place and another. And quite literally, it's the space where none of your technology works, and cell phones don't get reception, and computers don't work, and it's that small window of the real world without technology. And so it's not a real place, but it's a real place.
And there's two other songs, BC Orienteering and...
Yeah.
The Alberta. Well, what was those ones about?
Emerald Lake, Alberta. We went swimming in a lake with Hay Ocean one time. Yeah. And BC Orienteering, the song is actually called Broken Compass Orienteering. And it's not actually, doesn't mean British Columbia.
It is based in BC,
and so it works both ways.
Since Islands Disappear seems to be a very energetic and positive album, how does it compare to albums like, say, Mountain Meadows by Elliot Brood, which is based on a tragic historical massacre?
I'd say it differs from that greatly. Based nothing on any kind of historical anything. Yeah. It's quite present. And
there are some recent historical events that are documented.
It's true. There was actually a big massacre in Stanley Park. Black Day in December is based on 10,000 trees getting knocked down. So, you know, it's a massacre in itself.
Is there a chance that Islands Disappear being on the Players Music Prize for next year?
Absolutely. I don't know.
hopefully
there's a chance, because I'm...
Have you heard something that I haven't heard?
I'm praying every day, so...
Just pray for the jury.
Exactly. I'm praying, so I hope that happens. That'd be cool.
What's your response to this year's Players Music Prize winner?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Hey-o!
I can't say their full name on air.
Sure you can. College Station, you can say whatever you want. I think that's cool, man. Like, I actually, once again, I haven't heard the record of the winner of the Players.
I sat in my chair like, jeez.
I'm sure it's awesome. It wins for a reason, and it's cool that it kind of stirred up a little, you know, people got all...
Hubbub.
Yeah, a little hubbub.
Little rhubarb and garbage.
So good for them. And he gave Grant Lawrence a big fat kiss on the lips. So that's great. It's awesome.
Lucky.
Since it's usually a yearly tradition in December for me to watch Christmas music videos on Much More... Last year, Much More Music kept playing your music video in rotation during the mornings. What do you think of it?
That's great.
Yeah,
also,
that's cool.
I think it's awesome.
I'd like to know the info for the MV for The Light Is You. And where was it filmed in?
It was filmed in St. Catharines, right?
Close to St. Catharines.
Yeah, at an apple orchard in the middle of nowhere. Can't tell you the name because I don't remember.
Was it cold?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was called Orchala.
Orchala.
Orchala Orchards.
Yeah, and it was cold. It actually snowed 2 days before, and it was really freaking cold, and then it got really warm when the sun came out, and we kept having to drop layers and put them back on and everything, and it was fantastic.
Damn.
Yeah.
And what was it?
The ground is frozen, and the apples taste good.
Was it, how many takes was there?
20, all day.
Yeah,
all 14 hours.
14 hours of takes.
Yikes.
It's a short video, too.
Either way.
I'll say 14. It sounds better.
Okay. Yeah. I got a chance to watch Camilo the Magician on YouTube, which looks highly adorable. How was that music video planned and created?
It was planned by some guys who are really great at animating, and they did us a huge favor by making that video, and we're stoked on it.
Yeah, they planned it and created it, and we enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah.
Was it done by funded by Video Fact?
No, it was not.
Funded by
on a
Pockets.
On a
Pockets,
man.
McGee.
How did it deal with the Sunripe TV commercial workout?
Well.
Yeah, it worked out well. They wanted to use our song, and we like their juice a lot, so we traded them 50,000 liters of juice for that song.
What was the joke about using .net, .ca, .com, and whatever?
Oh, we use our...
That's funny.
Our old keyboarder was a huge internet guy.
ColinDodds.com.
ColinDodds.ca. .bc.ca.
.edu.
Yeah, he's great.
What do you think of using Twitter, MySpace, and Crackbook on Facebook and keeping contact with your fans?
I think it's amazing. Yeah. I think it's an amazing way for bands to stay in touch with their fans, and we'll always endeavor to try and answer tweets and Facebooks and stuff like that.
Does it impact sales of your albums?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah. I like to think that we can stay connected and they feel a personal connection.
Does the digital age make it good for indie musicians and bands like you to gain fan base?
Yes and no. I think there's... The internet makes it so that there's so much music to choose from, so it can be kind of overwhelming for music fans. But at the same time, once you do find something you like, it's really easy. I mean, most bands, I think you can just send them a message on MySpace, and you know, there's a good chance they're going to have time to get back to you.
Also, I think it's kind of, you know, brought down the superstar era, and you know, there's a lot more indie bands that aren't making a lot of money and are just doing it for the music, which makes it...
Money would be nice.
Money would be nice. I'm not saying we don't want that, but, you know, I think the internet makes it more accessible for people who can't afford record deals. Or anything.
Like iTunes, how has that helped out?
Lots. Yeah. We love iTunes.
Yeah, I use it too.
We got a single of the week placement starting on Tuesday or whatever it was.
Starting on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday. Or Tuesday.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's great.
Thank you, iTunes, for existing.
Yeah.
Suck it, Napster.
Last but not least, do you have any funny road trip stories to share?
That's such a hard thing.
Yeah.
I think, like car breaking down or whatever. Or
that's not funny. That's not funny. So far on this tour, it's just been a lot of...
Really awesome shows.
Yeah, great shows and driving.
Not to say that funny things don't happen, because they happen all the time, but there's just so many inside jokes when you're trapped in a van with seven people that to try and relate to you what we think is funny when we're trapped in a van for 10 hours would make absolutely no sense and would come across as really probably rude.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I think you develop a certain dialogue with close friends and family like this, and so I think it's you got to be careful when you're sharing that with the rest of the world once you're out of the van.
Yeah. So no mishaps.
Not yet. Let's knock on this wood, eh? Oh, there we go.
So thank you for taking time to do an interview. Hopefully it will work out.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yep.